Are you an art lover? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, March 30th, 2026. And we just heard Kitty Boy, The Art. 예술. Now, for all the art lovers out there, listen up. If you want to take the pulse of Korea's art scene, there's one place to be this April. The Gallery's Art Fair is back in Seoul, running from April 8th to the 12th at the Convention and Exhibition Center. And this year, it's bigger than ever. A record 169 galleries are taking part, including major names like Gallery Hyundai, Kukje Gallery, and Hakgoje Gallery. So yes, expect everything from bold contemporary pieces to works that make you tilt your head and go, wait, is that a chair or a statement? One highlight to check out is the solo booth section, where each gallery focuses on just one artist, kind of like, you know, giving them their own mini spotlight moment. Now, there's also a special exhibition celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Galleries Association of Korea, plus a showcase of emerging artists chosen from a pool of 700 applicants. And here's the thing, since it started back in 1979, this fair has basically been the barometer of Korea's contemporary art scene. So, if you're curious about what's trending in Korean art right now, this is the place to go! But for now, open up your ears to music. We got Mamamoo with Memory, 그리고 그리고 그려봐! Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. Get ready for more music. First up, we got Polsa with Tell Me You Love Me. 좋다고 말해. And then we got Joy with Je t'aime. Would y'all like a coffee or tea? That is right, it is coffee or tea time. It is that time to take a break from whatever you're doing. Tell your 부장님, your 이사님, your boss, be like, look, I need a break. I need to go to the break room and drink my coffee because I need some news that I need to brush up on because I didn't know it's going on in the world. Now, speaking of art, it's always exciting to hear about long-lost masterpieces suddenly reappearing into the spotlight. Case in point, a rare portrait of the Italian Baroque artist Caravaggio, who is one of the most dramatic and influential artists in history. And it's in Italy, casually dropped about $35 million for the painting, making it one of the most expensive artworks that the country has ever acquired. The painting, created around 1598, shows a young clergyman who would later become Pope Urban VIII. And here's the poetic part. The painting will now go on permanent display at Palazzo Barberini, the very palace that same man once called home. For decades, this artwork was hidden away in a private collection, seen only by a handful of experts. In fact, even though it was identified as a Caravaggio back in the 1960s, Most people had never seen it in person until recently. Now it's finally public. Experts say it could have actually sold for even more on the open market. But instead, Italy stepped in to keep it accessible, not just for collectors, but for everyone. So, next time you're in Rome, you might just come face to face with a painting that spent centuries in the shadows before stepping into the spotlight. Now, we have the perfect songs for y'all. Before we got Karen up in the studio, we got Jiko featuring Jenny with Spot, and then Temin with Light. What the?
K-pop.
Welcome to What the K-pop! You guys know every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills, and we're gonna go over it with our writer, Karen!
That's right!
Yes.
It's Monday!
It's Monday, and we were just talking about getting wrinkles.
I know!
Nobody wants wrinkles, and we're getting older, not younger, mm-hmm. and the funny thing is, with wrinkles, of course, with age we get wrinkles, but my aesthetic doctor, mm-hmm. Told me it's not just with age. People don't realize we get wrinkles when we sleep because we make like the frowny faces, and it's our pillows too. Because when we side sleepers, we get it the most because you don't realize your pillow is scrunching against your face. And then the wrinkles are just getting embedded into your face. It's not about the daily expressions. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, you don't hold the expression all day.
Yeah.
Like, you're not in shock mode, like, really? And hold that face expression all day.
Say, really? Wouldn't really. Well, actually, no. I do think, though.
Or from smiling. You don't smile and go, hi! And hold
yeah.
that. Because then you're like a psychopath.
But then repeated yeah. facial expressions probably does cause your face to wrinkle a little. But I do think sleeping, because that's so many hours during the day.
Yeah. And I've watched people sleep when I have like sleepover parties. If they're like sleeping before me on the sofa. One friend slept for hours straight in the same position with the pillow like this.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine having the wrinkle
yeah.
in your smile line creased for an hour straight. That's literally wrinkle heaven right
yeah.
there.
And
I'm
so
sorry,
I
not
know.
Wrinkle heaven,
like
wrinkle hell.
On my face, I know that one side the crease is deeper.
Me too.
That's the side my
As you
I
notice,
sleep on.
I always have wrinkle patches more on one side more instead of the other. If you see right here on my eye,
yeah.
I have one on now, guys. I always have one deeper on this eye because I sleep on this side
yeah.
more. And that's why. Even on my forehead right now, if you notice, I have the forehead version. So I cut the forehead sticker in half.
Mm-hmm.
And put on this side
on
more
the
than
other
this side.
Because
I want to even it out. Because I don't want this one over time. Because, you know, we're all going to get wrinkles as we age.
We are. I mean, it's
impossible.
Inevitable.
And if you see people in their 30s and 40s, like in Hollywood, when their skin looks perfect, like flats, like paper.
Mm-hmm.
That to me looks too unnatural.
Unnatural. They probably
yeah.
got something done.
And
I don't know what.
I know. And people like George Clooney with age... That looks cool, like 멋있어. The Korean
yeah.
word for that would be 멋있어.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be natural and
yeah.
the right thing to do. So
they probably get all sorts of things done, and
yeah.
then they're probably thinking, 들키기 싫은데.
들키기 싫은데. And then I recently watched 백지영's tube channel
mm-hmm.
with her and her husband going to a doctor to redo her nose.
Again?
Yeah. And it's cool that she's talking about her on her channel. Like,
well, she's always been kind of open about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
She's
it's
not,
a thing.
She's not the type to be like, oh, 들키기 싫은데. She's very open.
Yeah. Like, it's funny that now it's a thing where it can be like, oh, I want to go with the trend now. So I want to go with the trendy new nose. I'm like,
oh,
it's not a new pair
now.
Of pants, not a new shirt, but I want to change my nose.
You know, I did hear that. I was reading something
yeah.
and they said that even with the double eyelid surgery, there's a trend.
So what?
People have been, like, I think it was an article.
Is there a new shape or something with that?
They said that there's a trend, and the plastic surgeons have been saying that customers have been coming in and they've been asking for a certain look. And that's like the trend these days with the eye surgery.
But it's funny because back in the day, people would get plastic surgery or any kind of surgery.
No one would talk about it.
Because they'd say, 들키긴 싫은데, which was our word from last week.
Exactly. You didn't want people to know.
But I feel like if you're going to spend that much money on something to change something on your appearance, you would want someone to know. Like, kind of like, oh my God, Karen?
Yeah,
look,
you look good.
You look great. Right? Did you do something?
Yeah, did you get something done?
And the fact that they noticed, you're like, oh my gosh, it was worth the $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 that I put into changing something.
I kind of feel half and half because when I got my double eyelid
surgery,
I did.
See, like, I didn't notice.
I got it done last year or two years ago. Oh. It was so natural that not a lot of people noticed. So like half of me was like, you know, I 들키기 싫은데, I didn't want people to be like, oh, did you get something done? Yeah. But then half of me was like, I did pay a lot of money to get it done. So you want people to kind of notice and be like, hey, you look a little younger, or you look like, you know, you look a little nicer. So you do want people to notice.
I'd be the 들키긴 싫은데 type of person if it was something with like a double eyelid thing or I guess a nose thing.
Or like a facial, like a skincare thing.
Now,
right?
If it was a skincare thing, I'd want to be noticed.
Yeah.
Because you want someone to be like, oh my gosh, your skin is glowing. You look 10 years younger.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, it was worth the amount of money I put into it.
Yeah.
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 Yep. And that comes from the Tua song Overdrive.
Yeah.
들키긴 싫은데.
들키긴 싫은데. So you don't want to be caught. Mm-hmm. You don't want people to know. And it's kind of the dot, dot, dot at the end where it's like, I don't want to be caught, but...
Yeah.
There's that at the end, maybe I'm... So if you don't... I don't want to be caught, but I'm still going to do it kind of thing.
Exactly. And it also works a lot more like with relationships.
Yeah.
Like... When you have that certain crush, you want them to kind of know, but you don't. You know, you're like,
You want them to know, but you don't.
And they kind of notice like, oh, this person always buys me coffee every day. I wonder why. And the other friend's like, duh, they like you. And like, oh, 들키긴 싫은데, they already figured it out. So now we're going to learn something new today. So where are we learning it from? What song?
Okay, so it's an oldie but goodie. I can't believe they're that old, though, because they sound
How old are they?
They're pretty old.
They're not in their 50s or anything, are they?
No, they're not in their 50s. No.
Yeah, they're younger than me, so good. Okay.
So it's Secret.
Okay.
And the song is Shy Boy. And we're co-workers, and we're going to be doing what we do best. We're going to be gossiping in the break room.
Sounds good. Mm. Well, let's get our gossip going!
Oh my gosh. Mm. Did you hear about what happened at the meeting yesterday?
Uh-oh. Is it about Brianna?
Oh, how'd you know?
I keep hearing funny things about her. What did she do this time?
Well, it was harmless, but very 철이 없어.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so we're in a serious meeting, right?
Mm-hmm. With 부장님?
Yeah. 부장님 was talking. Everyone's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Brianna raises her hand.
Uh-oh!
And she goes, quick question, are we getting lunch today?
Ah, no, waiting for the 부장님!
Yeah, in the middle of the meeting!
Oh, 좀 철이 없네!
Right? But she looks so serious.
Oh, like was an important question. Oh, I can totally see it.
Exactly.
What did 부장님 say?
He had a puzzled look and just stared at her.
Probably thinking she's 철이 없어. Or crazy.
Well, he was speechless for a while, but finally said, we can discuss that later, and looked at the clock.
What time was it?
Well, it was already past noon. It was like 10 past noon, and we've been in there for 2 hours.
Oh, it was past lunchtime? 부장님 always has way too much to say during his meetings.
I know, and I bet everyone was thinking what Brianna was thinking.
So, did the meeting end soon?
Yes. Thankfully, 부장님 ended it right there.
So, a blessing in disguise to be a little 철이 없어.
Yeah, and I actually got her some coffee after lunch, and I bet she doesn't know why.
All right, this is Secret with Shy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard this song.
Really? It was one of their popular songs.
Okay, I'm sorry for not knowing. So, Secret members, if you're listening right now, 미안해, 나 이 노래 몰라.
Well, it's because it came like right after they had a series of hits,
okay.
With Madonna and Magic, and then they came out with the single.
They did a single with Madonna?
Single.
I thought you meant the singer Madonna.
No.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. So they released a string of hits in 2010, and then in 2011 they released this song. It was a big hit. Maybe you were busy.
Oh, 2010. What did I do in 2010?
You were busy.
Was I doing musicals? Was I doing a single album?
You were doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, 2010 was 16 years ago.
Yeah,
my
was
brain
a
doesn't.
Long time
I think my brain automatically resets. It's like your black box in your car.
I don't even remember what I did like over the weekend.
I don't know what I had for dinner last night.
Exactly. I don't blame you.
I was trying to remember this morning. Like, what did I eat last night?
I don't remember. I never remember.
I don't even remember the toothpaste I used. I have three different toothpastes I have on my.
Do you mix it up?
But sometimes I want like the spearminty flavor one. Sometimes I want like the weird.
No,
like,
I totally understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I used like three different types of shampoos.
Sometimes you need your hair dyed. Sometimes you want your scalp to feel like a menthol-y feel.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't remember which one you used.
I don't think you're meant to.
Then you're trying to make me remember 16 years ago.
No, I'm not trying to make you remember anything. That's why I said you were busy.
Yes.
Yeah, you were busy.
I was very busy.
I was
back
trying
then.
To make up an excuse for you.
Yes.
Because it was a big hit. But anyways, the song, I remember the song, but I didn't remember the lyrics, and I thought it was, talking about, like, a shy boy, as in, like, the lyrics kind of confused me, so I actually went through and looked at the lyrics, but they're saying, it didn't make sense, because they're talking about a shy boy, and, like, how the ideal type of guy is a shy boy, but that's exactly what they're saying. They're saying that they're kind of sick of these guys that are just all talk, and they're like, you know, the guys that are that seem like they're, you know, really funny and outgoing, and they're just talking, but they're sick of those guys, and what they really want are these shy guys that don't let out
the
guys
I'm looking at you
seem
like
really suave, the guys that seem really suave, that talk really well, they're you know, they're really familiar with girls, so they are very comfortable with girls, but they're saying that they don't want those guys, and they would rather prefer the shy guys.
Okay, so I remember earlier in my career, a lot of girls were thinking, I want the bad boys,
yeah,
the tough
exactly.
guys.
This so is that of, time period.
So instead of the bad boys,
they want
the
good
tough
boys.
Guys, the confident guys,
the shy boys,
the proud, I know
the
myself,
church boys.
The more like, okay, the more innocent,
yeah.
quiet, shy, okay.
That's what they want.
But
so
I feel like...
It was confusing.
Yeah, I feel like the majority of women out there, they always say like, oh, I want a confident, tough man.
Mm-hmm.
You say that, but the actuality is when you have that tough, you know, that confident dude, you realize, oh, he pisses me off. You know, he's too into himself.
I don't think it matters. They just all piss me off.
Oh, that just shows that you married one. Oh!
No,
oh, but your
know.
Husband's not that tough,
he's
is
nice.
He?
He's nice.
He's
That's
not
what
a tough
saying.
Guy. You marry
matter.
Like a shy guy, though, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether they're shy
yeah.
or whether they're tough or whether they're, you know, smooth talking. I think once you marry them, they're going to make you mad.
The funny thing is, a close friend of mine who I've known for like over 20 plus years, I don't want to call her name out, but, you know, KPC's previous DJ,
yeah.
Angie, her and I's our close friend. I'm not going to say the friend's name.
Okay.
But she recently has been in a relationship for just under a year.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend's like the shy guy type.
Okay.
So I recently became friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see them together, it's hilarious because he's so like...
Shy?
Not just shy, but because of his shy, you know, personality... She's always like, I told you, you can do this. He's like, okay. And then he's always like...
Oh, so he's very meek. Like
meek, timid, what, 태도남, and what's the other word?
애견녀.
I guess that's the word.
Yeah.
So I remember they came over to my house and I was making cocktails. I was like, hey, Jonathan, you want a cocktail? So I'm not going to say her name, but I'm going to say the boyfriend's name. I was like, hey, Jonathan, you want a cocktail? And he looks at her and she's looking at me. He's like,
okay. He looks at her like...
So she's Korean.
Is it okay?
He's not.
Okay.
So she looks at me and she says in Korean, he goes like, 그 센 거야? Is that strong? I was like, it's okay. And then she looks at him. I was like, why? He's like, if he drinks too much, he's going to fall asleep. I was like, oh, okay. I'll make his weak or whatever. And I was like, hey, Jonathan, you want one? He's like, hey, I'm not going to say your name. And he's like, is it okay if I have one? So I'm like, oh, he's really sweet to her. But and when I saw that, I was thinking, I feel like most women would like a guy like him. Like to get
really?
Wouldn't you want your husband always to be like,
no!
Karen, may I? Karen, may I?
Or do you want to like... Don't ask me questions!
Do you want him to be like, I'm going to do what I want, Karen. You better stay out of it.
Well, I mean, they can do what they want, but just be responsible. Just stop asking me questions.
Responsible, but what if you had to choose one or the other? The asking type or the one who doesn't
like,
ask?
I don't
do what
like,
he wants to do.
I don't like the asking type. I don't like...
But what if he never asks and does what he wants, doesn't
see,
care what
thing.
You think, ever?
That's what I'm saying. Whatever they do, they're going to make you mad.
Yeah. See? This is why I live alone.
That's why marriage is hard. Whatever they do, they're going to make you mad. And I think it goes the other way as well. I'm sure with my husband, whatever I do, he gets mad as well, but he doesn't express it as much.
So the basically, we haven't even gotten to today's K-pop word of the day, by the way.
I know. It was 철이 없다.
철이 없어. 철이 없다.
Yeah, 철이 없다. 철이 없어.
For my K-pop word of the day, my personal word is 사람 없어, which is what I love, which means I don't have a person in my life.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes I, sometimes
you're jealous
I feel
of that.
Like that's the best kind of relationship. 철이 없어.
철이 없어.
Rihanna was 철이 없어 in the meeting, because we know in Korean society and Korean companies, when 부장님 is talking, you really don't talk.
The funny thing is, I recently heard about a lot of people in the business place. I don't want to say age ranges. I have a friend of mine who is in a high rank, and he leads a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
And he says there's a lot of people like this nowadays. Like, he'll be like...
I think the generational, differences.
I don't want to say why or age ranges, because I feel like those who are listening, they'll probably like, and? Because he'll be like, you have to do this because it's your job and your title. And they'll be like, why do I have to do it? Why can't you do it? And he says he's been in so many arguments and discussions with these people at work. And then one person actually filed a complaint to HR and threatened to sue the company because of this.
Their mom didn't do it? I heard the moms did it.
Oh, no,
I heard the mom called
the
company.
The worker did it. She was a 25-year-old employee who threatened to sue the company because she felt she was being
harassed,
exiled, and no one wanted to talk to her
at
work.
Yeah, I heard it happened. So, these generational differences, and then a lot of miscommunication, and then what people think are norms are very different between different generations.
That's why I'm so glad I don't work in that kind of atmosphere, because I would go crazy.
Yeah, so HR, I heard, is having a very difficult time kind of manage. And then I heard, the middle managers... because there's that generational difference between, the 부장님s and the higher-ups, and then the middle managers, and then the new employees. There's a lot of generational differences, right?
And the new employees, they get into the job knowing their actual job, list, what they have to do. They'd still question the uppers, why do I have to do that? Why can't you do it? Because that was on the list of things that you're supposed to be doing as you working here.
Yeah.
And you're questioning your own job. I don't get it.
Yeah, so I wonder, can we just use the expression 철이 없어? Char in this case, it's kind of like the season or timing. So when you hear someone say 철이 없다, that means that this person does not know the right timing or the right season. So they're immature, they don't act their age, or they might lack the common sense about how to behave in certain circumstances. So in our skit, Brianna didn't quite have the common sense to stay put and not ask questions during the meeting with 부장님, even though it was past lunchtime, which is normally the case. You just, when 부장님's talking in a normal Korean company, you tend to just wait until he or she is done and then go to lunch.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, she was probably thinking, oh my gosh, you're going
to
keep talking.
Yeah,
then our lunch break's
going to
be short,
right?
And we can't eat. We got to go straight back
lunch
to work.
Lunch is precious. It's a precious time.
Exactly. Because then the boss is going to look and be like, oh, we don't have that much time for lunch. Too bad. You're going back to work.
Yeah.
Some bosses be doing that.
It's important. Someone needs to say something. So
exactly.
you do need people to stand up and say something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Alrighty, well, that was our What the K-Pop word of the day. 철이 없어, meaning doesn't act one's age.
Mm.
And we've seen that a lot.
There are
everywhere
some people,
in the world.
But then they make life interesting and fun, right?
Yeah. Basically, it's like
we
saying,
can't all
oh, you're
act
so
our age.
Immature. I mean, gosh, it's the same thing.
Mm.
Alright, well, it comes from the secret song, Shy Boy. So we're going to check out this whole song, which came out in 2010.
Yeah.
I didn't know the song was this old. 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll listen to the song in full, and Karen, we'll see you next month!
Next month!
Alright, that was Secret with Shy Boy. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesday, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your 2 Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question, which is posted on our gram at KBS K-Pop. And on Friday, starting next month and next week, of course, we do have a new segment coming in. So get ready for that. We also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about everything and anything that's going on. You guys can also send in your requests, of course, and your answer to our Y2C comments and suggestions through various ways. There's always our Gram and KBS K-Pop, or at KBS K-Pop, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And we got more music for you guys right now. This is Move Your Body, 춤춰 by Hyo. All right, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have Blue Paprika with Come to Me Like Spring, 봄처럼 내게 와. And then we have One More Chance with Real Love Song, Real Love Song. And our producer is Chaedong Kwon, our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.